here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm calling that walk-in music for Mark Moran of Antiques Appraisals, and Antiques Roadshow is where I remember Mark Moran from. Good morning, Mark.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Mark, it's good to have you on the Jeff in the Morning program here this morning. We have some guests here with us. Kathy and Joan are here with us from the Tomawa Community Theater, and so I want to bring them in with us now, too. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right, Mark, could you hear the ladies say good morning?
I absolutely could.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Okay, good. We can all hear each other. That's a good thing. When technology is working, that's the first thing in this business. Mark Moran, I want to talk to you a little bit about, because I am a big fan of Antiques Roadshow. I've been watching that show for a lot of years. It's one of my favorite things. It's the best thing that happens on a Monday night at my house. I promise you that.
Well, I really had fun during my time on there. You know, my last stop was back in 2017, actually, when the roadshow was in Green Bay. It was the same night that Billy Joel played at Lambeau Field.
Wow.
So it was a pretty crazy day.
Yeah, pretty crazy night stay to be in Green Bay that day, that's for sure. So, Mark, you're from Iola, and so I've been living in the Northwoods for an awful long time, so I'm a little bit biased. I think this is the most beautiful part of the state, but I will say, hands down, the second most beautiful part of the state is the Iola area. You live in God's country with those rolling green hills and the creeks and rivers in the summertime. It is a gorgeous area there where you live, Mark.
You know, we've been here now for almost 20 years, and we wouldn't be anywhere else. We love it.
Yes. And so what was it? Let me get into your background here a little bit about antiques. What was it about antiques that got your interest, first of all, Mark?
Gosh, you know, it was really back in the early 1970s. I had never been in an antique shop before. And I, you know, the first time you walk into an antique shop, everything is sort of laid out in front of you, and you really don't know, you know, what you're looking at or what appeals to you. And over time, you just, you know, you get to train your eye, and your eye spots certain collectible areas. For some people, it's glassware. For other people, it's furniture. For some, it's fine art. So, you know, as time goes by, and you train your eye to spot the things that you're most interested in. And that was back in the 1970s, and I started learning about antiques. In the 1980s, I became a part-time antique dealer. My full-time job was I was a mild-mannered newspaper man. I was a reporter and editor for papers first in Green Bay, and then for most of my career over at the Post Bulletin in Rochester, Minnesota for about 30 years. But I was always involved with antiques on the side, working at auctions and antique shows. In the 1990s, I started writing antique reference books part-time, and I quit the newspaper business in 2002 to write the books full-time. And I've written 25 books on various antique and collectible categories. They're all out of print. So the books that I wrote on antiques and collectibles have themselves become collectible, which is not anything I ever expected to have happen.
But at least your name is out there. You're known for what you know, Mark, and I think that's something that a lot of us strive for, being known for what we know, and you are obviously known for what you know. Are you still doing the Atlantique City program in Jersey?
I am not. That was just for a few years. At that time, the Atlantique City show was owned by my publisher, Krause Publications, here in Iola, and so I only did that for a couple years, and then I moved over to their books division to edit and write books on all kinds of collecting categories.
And people not familiar, that publication, the gentleman behind it, is the reason that there's the Iola car show there every year too, correct?
Absolutely. Chet Krause started his numismatic publication many, many years ago. And it grew into this publishing empire, and eventually became, you know, the car show grew, and still they attract over 100,000 people to tiny little Iola every July.
Yeah, and you get to showcase that area every year to people that don't get there other than for that particular event. So, again, just a gorgeous area, and it's always a great time to go back to Iola. Mark, we're joined here in the studio this morning. Kathy and Joan are here. Kathy's on the board of directors with the Tomahawk Community Theater, and Joan's one of the volunteers. So, Kathy, I want to ask you a question here.
Yes.
How did you find out about what Mark Moran does and helps nonprofits like our Tomahawk Community Theater?
Yes, of course, Jeff. It was last fall, and I had the opportunity, in fact, with Joan and Terry Beccaro, we got to see Mr. Moran. He was doing a show in Colby, Wisconsin,
okay.
a fundraiser for their library.
Okay.
And we just sort of met him after his show and mentioned our theater group and how we're raising funds. And he was very nice to want to get us, you know, to schedule him. So that's how we got that February 15th this year.
So, Mark, do you do this for a lot of nonprofits, or is this just a once-in-a-while thing that you do it for nonprofit groups? Tell me about why you do this.
Sure. Well, in the first place, you know, this is my first benefit fundraiser for a community theater, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Most of my hosts that prefer to use a fundraiser are, you know, historical societies, senior communities. I don't know any historical society these days that are flush with cash.
Right.
So it's always great to be able to. You know, stop in and help raise some money and give them some working capital, and we're going to do the same thing for Tomahawk Community Theater.
Joan, as a volunteer for the theater, what do you think this event's going to do to forward the theater and what you guys want to get accomplished?
Well, it certainly will forward the message that culture, arts, the arts are important to Tomahawk.
Yeah.
We have wonderful programs in our school, and that's excellent. And we have music on the river. We're known for that. But theater itself, for children and a theater for the community to come to see adult programming, is also wonderful. And we need to raise money to do that.
Right. Mark, just to bring you up to a little bit, Dave, I'm sure the ladies probably told you a lot about the theater, but this isn't a group of people that this has just taken off here in Tomahawk over the last several years like wildfire. This has become hugely popular. We didn't have anything like this. All of a sudden, these folks come along, and it's just one of the most popular things that we have here in the community. So you're hooking up with a good group here, Mark.
Well, you know, I've been in that part of the world several times. I've done a few fundraisers in Merrill, so I'm happy to get a little bit north of that and visit Tomahawk.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you. Kathy, tell us about the event itself.
Oh, well, we're just thrilled. We're thrilled to bring this wonderful, unique venue to our city that it's going to enrich so many people and give them an opportunity. I'm sure, as myself, there's always been something maybe given to anybody from grandma or grandpa, and you always... You don't want to really sell it, but you'd really like to know what it's worth.
Exactly.
And that's what Mark is going to be able to do for people, is to tell them what something is valued at. And we have been, I'm the person that you'll be talking to if you do call. We do have spots available yet, and I will register you. And we're asking two item limit, I should say. You could have two items to bring, but each item would be $15 a piece. And that then allows for you to have a spot that Mr. Moran would be, you know, giving you appraisal for.
He'll take a look at your stuff, tell you what it's worth.
Right, and the post office box that you would send it to is our Tomahawk Community Theater, P.O. Box 124, Tomahawk, Wisconsin, 54487.
I want you to keep that handy. We're going to give that away again before we let you out of here, and that way people will be prepared a little bit more and get all the information on how they can participate. Mark, I want to get into some specifics with you about things that will be welcome for you to appraise on Saturday, February 15th. There's a lot of stuff that's that you want to see, but there's some stuff that you don't want to see, and I want to go into all of them. But first, Mark, I think one of the things that attracts me to especially the Antiques Roadshow program, I like the Pickers program, I like all that stuff, all those kind of shows. They're my favorites. Oak Island is another one of my favorite shows. And
oh,
I was talking to my wife, Kathy, last night about what is it about all those three shows, my three favorite shows, what do they all have in common? Antiques Roadshow, American Pickers, and The Curse of Oak Island. And the thing that I came up with, the thing that all three have in common, is they all tell a story. There are so many great stories that I hear on Antiques Roadshow every time I watch. I love the stories. Same thing with all the stuff that the pickers find. Everything's got a story, and the Oak Island is an unfolding story that we can't wait to turn the page on every single week. So I'll bet you must hear that, at least I hope you hear that a little bit. It's all about the stories, Mark.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the funny thing is, most people who come to my programs don't care what the value of their treasure is. They just want to know if the story that they have heard all their lives, you know, about you know, Uncle Henry's rocking chair or Aunt Martha's vase,
yes.
They just want to know if the story's true. And sometimes it is. And sometimes it passes from one generation to the next, the story of its origin kind of grows in the telling.
Yeah.
And so I'm able to clear things up when people have misconceptions about how an item was created or used or what its value is. And I think that's a really valuable part of my programs.
Yes, and I think the reactions from people on camera are also something that's worth watching. The ones that are really surprised in a happy way and the ones that are a little bit disappointed, surprised, all those reactions. It's the human end of this whole thing that I think is very attractive.
Well, and you know, you're absolutely right. And it's funny you mentioned Oak Island. They actually asked me to be a part of that program some years ago when I was still involved with Antiques Roadshow, and Roadshow is very protective of its guest experts, and
so
they don't let them appear on other programs without getting an okay. And so I got the okay from the Roadshow producer, but ultimately I wasn't able to go up to Canada to attend Oak Island. It would have been a very interesting experience, but that's still a very popular show.
Yes, I'm absolutely hooked on it. So let's talk about Saturday, February 15th. You'll be here at our high school auditorium between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. People are allowed to bring two items, and they're going to need to register those items with, $15 a piece, Kathy?
Yes.
$15 a piece for the items, and they can bring two items. What are the things, first of all, it's a very short list of the things that you don't want to see, so let's talk about that first. Excluded items, hands down, you won't be allowed in if you bring what?
Kathy, do you want to handle that?
Yes, okay, of course. Any kind of weapons is what you've told us. Traps, like leg hold ones, Nazi memorabilia, coins and paper money, very fine jewelry. You have accepted, like somebody had a watch that was not a watch.
A pocket watch.
Pocket watch, and you okayed that because I call Mark to make sure, you know, if somebody is registering with me. And Beanie Babies. You'd be swamped.
Yeah. How many people invested in Beanie Babies back in the 80s and are kicking themselves today? I'll bet there's a big, long list of folks.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, that's true.
But the stuff that you do want to see, things like Americana, and that's another one of the things I love seeing on the shows, is folk art. I love that stuff. And the varying ranges of value in folk art is just fascinating to me. Any kind of Americana, folk art, fine art, small pieces of furniture, ceramics, glassware, that's another one. I love art glass. That's another one of my things. Old photographs, advertising, folk art, assorted toys, metalware, clocks, costume jewelry, not the fine jewelry stuff, musical instruments, antique and vintage lighting of all kinds, books, and sports memorabilia. Does that cover pretty much the whole list, Mark?
You did a great job of going from top to bottom on what folks can bring in. And also, I wanted to mention, if folks have big things or fragile things or a lot of things, especially with big things, they can send photos to me by email in advance, and they can still register for the program. They can still support the community theater and come in, but they don't have to haul the item in. As long as I get good photos, we can still schedule them at the program if they have large objects that they're curious about.
How many of these events do you do in a year's time, Mark? Are you a really busy guy? You get a lot of time to spend in Iola on your own? Or how long are you on the road with these?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because before the pandemic, I was doing 140 of these events a year.
Wow.
All over the upper Midwest, covering six states. And I was thinking, I tried to retire after the pandemic, but people kept calling. And so I now am back in harness, but I'm just sticking to Wisconsin. you know, and the border areas. I've been up to Iron Mountain and over to Stillwater, Minnesota. I have a program coming up in Dubuque, but I stick with Wisconsin just for the sake of easier travel plans. You know, I want to be there and back in a day. So, but I already have, I think, over 30 events booked for 2025 already. And so it's been a very popular program. Wow.
And the big difference is you can call when you want to go and where you want to go. You call those shots yourself now.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's important to be able to control, you know, the travel costs. And I just like to stick closer to home these days.
Yeah. And, again, one of the worst parts of the pandemic was the fact that Antiques Roadshow wasn't able to make new shows. And we're finally getting the new ones now and loving them, Mark.
Yeah. No, they're doing a great job. They've kind of tweaked their format a little bit.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that people really like is, you know, to have the review older programs and see whether the prices have gone up or down.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, I'm a big fan of antiques and what you do. I think you've probably got a dream job for a lot of people, and I can't wait to meet you and shake your hand here in Tomahawk on Saturday, February 15th at the high school auditorium between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. I'm going to have a couple things in hand. I've got an old monogrammed cigarette case that my great-grandpa had, really fancy,
sure.
Where they took them out of the package and put them in these fancy things in their jackets, make them seem like a big shot. I've always wondered about that thing, so I'll have that, maybe something else there, and so a lot of other folks are going to come and see you too. Joan, I want to give you some last words here. Why do you think that people should support the Tomahawk Community Theater and come and see Mark and bring some old stuff?
It is one of the nicest parts about living in Tomahawk. We've got a lot of wonderful things here. Everybody knows that beautiful area, but I repeat, the arts and culture need to be an important part of the community.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that the community theater provides. So we are growing. We want to continue that and add on maybe some more events, some more programming. So the fundraising is an important part. And we appreciate WJJQ for letting us come and tell more about this event. And for you to spend time with Mark is wonderful.
Believe me, this has been my pleasure. And how about you, Kat? Let's get that information out about people can register ahead of time.
Very important. So we want you to pre-register, and that's required by February 12th. We want to get a good head count. Mark needs to know this. So anyhow, the pre-registration, and you would write a check out to the TCT or Tomahawk Community Theater. But first off, you got to call me. I better tell you this first. So my name is Kathy, and my phone number is 920-217-6643. And I'm the one that will be booking your
stuff.
Show.
Got it.
Yes.
And so we'll keep that number here at the radio station, too. So anybody that wants to call the station, we'll have all the information right here,
Jeff.
In case people can't write it all down. Mark Moran of Antiques Appraisals, it's been my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this conversation for all week here, Mark, as soon as I saw your name on there. And I Googled you up on the Internet, and I thought, I can't wait for this conversation. I hope it was as good for you as it was for us on this side.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. Really looking forward to getting up to Tomahawk.
And Mark, I'm going to put this invitation out there right now. If you're ever up north here, stop in and see us here at the Big Q. We'd love to see you. I'll make time for you on the radio if you come and see us in the morning. And I'd love to have a longer conversation. Can't wait to shake your hand on February 15th.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Mark Moran. And ladies, thank you very much for being here.